This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You know what? The Bill-Proof Project was a big eye-opener for me, simply because I'd never done anything like that before. I'd never built an AR-15. And being getting those parts and putting it together showed me a nuance to owning an AR-15 that I had never known. But if you already have one and you want to make it better, go to aeroprecisionusa.com. So we're in hour number three. I still don't know if we're going to finish today, Rob. Talking to Rob Morse, I just don't know if we're going to finish, but talking to Rob Morse and just doing what we do and everything else, I'm glad Jeff came on simply because Jeff has... I would imagine a lot of people there's a lot of people Wayne LaPierre would rather not talk to him, wouldn't you think?
Yes, or about him. And Jeff knows NRA's history. He also, as he says, you can't tell where the NRA is unless you know where it's been.
Right.
Jeff knows both. Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to see. We're going to see what we get out of this. I've got a bad feeling about what's going to happen with the thing in New York. Not that I don't think they're going to take it down all the way, but I do think they're going to try to maim it.
Chew on it.
Yeah.
Yes. But think of this, Bill, you and I, just you and I, know 4, 5, 6, 7 NRA board of directors.
Sure.
We have their phone numbers.
Sure.
They'd answer our call. They would even answer our calls. How's that for?
Sometimes they'll take us to dinner.
Sometimes. And they are very smart and capable people. Could they run the NRA as it is? I don't think anyone should. You'd break this organization up into pieces. Look, let someone else worry about basic civilian marksmanship. Let someone else take care of Eddie Eagle. Do we really need to put on police shooting competitions with the NRA anymore? Is that essential to the membership? I would say no. We don't need the Whittington Center.
No, we don't.
Right. So what is essential is preserving the Second Amendment in the United States. I want NRA TV under ILA. Everything else can get spun off into affiliates or wholly owned subsidiaries, works fine. Let it happen.
Why do you think there needs to be why do you think there needs to be a media arm?
Oh, because you're talking politics, and our media in the U.S., with very few exceptions, hate the idea of an armed populace.
Yeah, but from a funding standpoint, okay, they have spent so much money on Ackerman McQueen, and this has all come out now, how much they spent in 2017, $40-some-odd million.
Billion dollars.
That's probably more than the entire budget of my radio network, or it would have funded it for most of a year. But but my radio network has 80-some-odd radio shows with 1,100 affiliates altogether. So we're able to report to somebody. If somebody says, okay, what are we getting for this? We're able to say, you're getting this, 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 and this. I think that they need to get rid of media, at least temporarily, just to show that they're actually trying to do something and trying to get back to the fundamentals. They can use media. There's media available to them. And they don't have to spend as much money.
Absolutely. And salaries get cut. A handful of guys come inside, and Ackerman McQueen gets shown the door. Yep. I agree.
Yeah. So that part of it, you know, I look at it, and I'm the thing that I don't think the board of directors are looking at, though, or maybe they are now. But whoever was a board of director on the board of directors, and we know a lot of people that run for the board of directors, everybody that was a member of the board of directors, I'm sure from a certain time, say, let's say some arbitrary date in 2015 to the present day, New York's going to look at them and they're going to hold them responsible for lack of fiduciary oversight.
There is no such thing as an honorary board position.
Yep. So,
Absolutely.
I don't know, you know, there's a lot of them that, some of the ones that we know, of course, they have complained about how, you know, we're not told this and we're not told that. We're not supposed to say this. We're not supposed to say that. And there's just as many of them that are just as happy to have Wayne continue on. And why? Why do we have to have the same guy for four decades plus?
The devil, you know. Well, there's a deeper reason than the devil, you know. You're absolutely right, Bill. The way you get promoted in an organization is to promote the organization. Wayne is the power structure. The
sure.
power structure rewards those who support it. Well, okay, it may take the New York Attorney General to march Wayne and his toadies out of the building, and then maybe things will get fixed. You know, that'd actually be the best thing we could hope for.
That would be the best thing we could hope for, and it would be, I don't know if they can snatch the charter or the incorporation or whatever it is and dissolve that. And hopefully the board of directors has a plan B in place because they're actually, you know, their headquarters is actually in Virginia. So hopefully they have a plan B for that where they pick up the pieces and say, all right, this doesn't have to be a Mad Max scenario. We can do this. But
yes,
given some of the personalities involved in everything, I look at this and this has been, like with my sponsors, constantly I'm being asked, what have you done for me lately? So I've constantly got to retool and try to deliver something to them. They've never asked this. They've never been told to produce any sort of performance or anything. And they have gone out there and started all of these things you mentioned, like all the shooting competitions with the police and Eddie Eagle and all this other stuff. They have the trappings of a huge, gigantic corporation, and yet they have never managed it the way a successful, huge, gigantic corporation is run.
There's no divisional accountability.
Nope. Yes. Nope. None at all. So, yeah, I'm. We'll be watching that. We'll be watching that.
Now there will be.
Yeah.
There will be, because an attorney general is going to say, this is a nonprofit. You're liable for every penny. Let's see where they went.
Yeah. Now, when we get back, though, I want to talk about training with you, see what you got on your mind and everything, because I got something coming up. I sort of teased you with that the other day, but I didn't. But
it'd be fun.
Rob, of course, Rob, you can catch him as either podcast at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, all the tune in, iHeartRadio. Did I say I like it? I like it a lot. So, or as a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, at Ammoland, where he's a featured writer, and with the very shy and retiring Doug Giles at ClashDaily.com. He's out there all kinds of ways. And then, plus this, he's co-hosting with me. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. My co-host today is Rob Morse. We've been talking about a great many things. I hope everybody has been having as good a time as me. But now we're moving on to training.
So, Rob, Grasshopper, where would you seek enlightenment?
Well, Rob, you know, I have, and, you know, nothing to, Rob, I think you may have a couple of years on me. I don't know. And I don't care. Because, you know, that part of it. I have been invited to take an optics pistol class. You know, a pistol with an optic mounted
shirt. Sure.
By Steve Fisher.
The answer is yes on the way up. How high?
Yes. The thing is, it's in October. It's in Dorchester, South Carolina, which I'm glad it's in October because during the summer in Dorchester, right. South Carolina, we'd be begging to go back to Camden, Tennessee.
Right.
And
it's hot and humid, and then by then it will have cooled off.
Yes, yes. And, you know, but this brings up a couple of questions. Do you have a gun with an optic mounted on it? Can you get a gun mounted with an optic on it? Would that be something you'd be interested in going to do?
Oh, yeah. Interesting, though, I was just talking to some friends of mine who shoot, you know, amateur IDPA.
Right.
And often they've gone two optics and back.
Two optics and back.
It's not. They thought it would be substantially faster and didn't always find it to be. And I think there's a training hump you have to climb over. Beginners find it easier. You and I have been married to the sights for so long.
Yeah.
That we have to learn to meet Mr. Dot and live with him.
Well, and the thing is, and I think one of the reasons that a lot of people are having to take this class is because that grip angle on the Glock.
Right.
Have you ever run a Glock with a red dot on it?
I've not. Well, yes, once.
Okay. Do you remember having to raise the rear end of it up to get get the dot?
I was hunting for the sights and the dot, but at that time I was also driving a 1911, so it wasn't my friend yet.
Well, the good thing though is that if you have a slide that you can mount a red dot on, you have the Ace Firearms lower.
Right.
That will give you a better grip angle, more of that 1911 feel, and that should be pretty good. I'm going to go see him tomorrow to see how long it would take him to cut me a slide to put an optic on one, because I'm going to take two guns. One of them is going to be the CZP-10F, because it's already cut for optics. And, you know, I'm going to try to take an Ace Firearms gun with me if we can get one cut.
Yeah, give me a call after you talk to him, because maybe we'll order two.
Okay.
Fascinating. So,
but the reason I want to go learn to shoot with optics and actually have somebody teach me to do it, I have run a gun with optics before.
Sure.
I am self-taught with the technique of it all, but there's it's a lot easier for me with my color vision and my aging vision to find that red dot against a target, because when they're getting out there saying, well, you should see a blurry target and the front sight. Well, you got the blurry part right. So
the great news, you're not alone. More and more older people are continuing to carry, and they're facing the same problem that is driving that, and competition, thank goodness, is being approached from both ends, is driving the dot market. Yeah.
Well, this is called the RDS pistol class, red dot sight. And I was talking to Steve yesterday, and I told him I wanted to come to that one. He said, yeah, sure, come on. And I said, I want to film it. Yeah, sure, come on. And so, you know.
Okay. That would be so much fun. And now you know that you can participate or you can film.
I'm going to do both.
Okay, never mind.
All right, now John the Dean is he's texting me. I have a Glock 17 and 19 with Suarez slide and RMR. So he is there.
He's with us.
He's ready for that. I don't know what happens if me, you, and him are in Dorchester. And Steve.
I wonderful things happen. We may straighten out the NRA before noon. Who knows?
We might need a lawyer, too.
We can find a couple of those.
I'm sure we can. I'm sure we can find one. Yes, Dr. John, that one's for you. If you have the time to do it, look at it. You need to go to Shoot Logic or Sentinel Concepts and look in October at Shoot Logic. It's sometime in October. If you got the time and you can clear it out. And he says, I run a SIG P226 with a Romeo 1 red dot. But you can, whatever you want to bring. He's going to show off all of his really nice guns because Dr. John has really nice pistols. He walks around concealing the SIG 10mm. You ever seen him do that?
Yes. We do have to make fun of our good friend John Adine. He was, just because he's got a heart as big as a mountain, he takes care of sick kids for a living, a pediatric orthopedic surgeon at Children's Hospital. And someone said, John, wouldn't you like to be in a fashion show? And Amanda Stefacool looked up and batted her baby blues, and John said, for you, Amanda, no problem. So they give him an ankle holster. It works out great because he's wearing a set of scrubs where everybody's going, how do you hide it there? And then they take a picture and say, female NRA carry show, and except it's a great big guy above the caption. Oops, sorry, John.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. That was... That's okay. I'm not gonna claim reverse discrimination or anything against that because I know John had a good time.
Not self-identified, yes.
So you guys look at your schedule for October and see if you got the time to do that. And that one would be more for my eyesight than anything else. But hey, we got other training stuff to talk about when we get back. My guest host today is Rob Morse. Trying to finish. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least seven people are hurt in a shooting at a school south of Denver. This man lives near the STEM school, Highland Ranch, and found one of the students who was shot outside his home.
We walked approximately two houses. He got tired, so he sat down on the grass over here for a little while. We let him rest for maybe 30 or 60 seconds, and then we got him back up.
The man was speaking there on the ABC affiliate in Denver. Vice President Mike Pence says Venezuela's disputed President Nicolas Maduro is bad for the country.
Today, the single greatest source of disruption, the single greatest disruptor of peace and prosperity in the Western Hemisphere, has come from the regime of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela and from their desperate attempts to cling to power.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today,
business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check those guys out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Chances are you probably already have some Aero stuff on your AR because of all the OEM that they do out there and all of that DNA that's already spread out, but you can make it better. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am working tonight with Rob Morse, and John, has John been texting you? Does John have another joint in his thumbs that we don't know about that I haven't ever seen? I've never looked.
Text that fast?
He says he's fast. John's already set up. He knows where it's going to be. He knows what time it's going to be. He knows what's going to be for dinner that night.
So you've got me intrigued. You've got some other training opportunity you're thinking of?
Well, no, not so much other training opportunities, but I'm definitely going to shoot more than I did last year. Simply because I feel better. Simply because I feel better.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, the drugs that I'm taking now. Better shooting through drugs, people. The drugs I'm taking now makes it easier for me to breathe, so I'm looking forward to a little trigger time. I haven't had any since I started the drug protocol. I'm looking forward to actually doing this without panting. And to that end, because of that, I got 3,000 rounds of ammo coming. So I expect to be doing some shooting here very shortly.
It's amazing when your heart works right that your body follows. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Today,
I was sitting down. And before anybody wants to say anything fun, I was not fully sitting in the chair when the chair broke.
Oh.
Now, the problem with the chair was it was new because we just bought it. We bought a new dining room set a month ago. But because of things being just a little bit better, instead of me falling and breaking my wrist or something, I just stood back up. The cat-like reflexes are coming back. Maybe an older cat, but cat-like reflexes nonetheless.
You used to be a lifter. You were an athlete.
Yeah, I used to be a lifter and a martial artist. And so that whole... That whole about not tipping over when I'm not planning on doing it is rough work, but it just happened naturally today. So I mean, I'm going to I'm going to go after this a little harder, simply because we're seeing right now in Colorado another rampage shooters out there,
right?
Maybe a team of them, I don't know. Whatever it was, and once again, it was unexpected, and these people are never prepared for the unexpected. Gun carriers are trying to prepare for the unexpected.
And we have to give credit where due. There are many school districts, often rural, not central Denver or even south suburbs of Denver, who've looked over their shoulder and said, these are the people I love.
Yeah.
They're my neighbor's kids. I work with my neighbors in school. It's not going to happen here. I think politics got in the way of common sense here, Bill.
Right.
That's what we saw in Florida.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing about it, though, and this is the thing, we never got to this part yesterday, but all of these people that are resisting letting the teachers be armed, the teachers' unions and all this other stuff. First of all, I don't know what they've got to do with it, to be honest with you. Are the teachers' unions going to get out there and stand guard? Are they going to man the doors and the gates so that nobody comes in like it happened in Parkland?
No, they are a wholly owned subsidiary of the Democrat Party, my friend.
Sure. So right. they're just saying, okay, you can't do this. And that's it.
No,
they don't have a dog in that fight. They don't have a dog in that fight, as far as I'm concerned. So
the thing that I love about this, we've asked teachers, and I'm a broken record on this. I love it. So it's almost a bad joke. Do you want to protect the kids in your school if there were an official program? Not just you by yourself, but, you know, we'd form a team. You'd be vetted. You wouldn't get fired if the principal found out. And teachers are three times more likely to say yes than the average citizen is willing to say, I want to go get a concealed carry permit, because they love their kids.
Sure.
They are protectors. Doesn't surprise anybody. And that's not what the teachers union would tell you. They'd say, oh, there's no one that wants that. Contraire, there are. Yeah. Get out of the way. They'll take care of it.
Well, I mean, you know. I think teachers sort of take on a maternal, paternal kind of feel for the students. And when they see the students, like if they work at an elementary school for 1 through 5.
Right.
If they have them in the first grade, they're looking for them in the second. They're looking for them in the third. And probably that kid's going to stop by and say, hey, Miss So-and-so. Hey, Mr. So-and-so.
Absolutely.
And I find it stunning to believe that they could not, would not. And the stupidity of that you don't have to be a Navy SEAL to be in a gunfight.
No.
You know, a Navy SEAL would tell you that.
Bill, hold on. Let's untangle that, because that's the talking point.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to be a Navy SEAL to protect children. Bill, if somebody breaks into your home, how likely are they to make it down the hallway into your bedroom uninjured? You're not a Navy SEAL. You're a 50-year-old man with a heart who's had a heart operation.
Yes, but I'm also a 58-year-old man who's had a heart operation who understands that a home invasion never happens when it's convenient for me. So that's why I have dogs in the house, because they will let me know when somebody's coming in. And where I'm at, and I'm not going to say where I'm at, but where I'm at, they won't be expecting me to be.
Right.
And they'll find out where I'm at, because I'm going to give them long enough to recognize that I've got a gun on them, and if they take one more step,
right,
they're just going to be done. They're just going to be
because,
done.
Because, now, you carried a gun for a living. You were in the Army. You understand there are things called tactics,
yeah,
where you don't walk through a doorway and expect to not be shot. Policemen won't go through a doorway. They'll throw a dog through it. They're not going through there. They may break it down. They're all armored up. They'll throw a flashbang. You and I don't expect criminals to enter our home that way. They'll come through a doorway. They'll be silhouetted there. It's not an aiming problem. They don't fall, you know, they don't leak out of the wall sockets. They walk through the doorway. We know how they're coming in. We also know how they're leaving. So the fact, teachers can't do that? I've been with them. They certainly can. They have the heart to do it. They won't run and hide.
No. No, they won't run and hide. As a matter of fact, I think they'd be quite formidable, probably quite fierce. I'm not going to try to attack them. anyway.
I'm sorry. I ran away. Sorry, we got to grab it after the break.
Yes, yes. We'll be right back. We're trying to maneuver ourselves to where we finish tonight. We'll see how it goes. My guest host with me, my co-host tonight, is Rob Morse. And this is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100. 1-800-501-6100 or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check those guys out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rob Morse as we head towards the finish here. And as we look ahead, right?
Right.
I see more gun rights actually being restored or reaffirmed than I see lots of people saying, well, we must take this away, ban that, and we can't have this. But that's just noise. And I see more gun rights being restored and everything like that. What do you think? Where do you think we're headed right now? What do you think we're going to see a moment where everybody looks around and says, yep, we do need it like Australia, or where we're going to be. No, we need it the way we've always had it and better.
Well, will some people say that? Oh, sure. You've got a political party who will use that as a platform position. Hi, you'll be safer if the government has all the guns. I think that's the next article I need to write. Part of what we're seeing there is just plain old politics. Republicans, when they're in the minority, got rid of Obamacare time after time. When they were in the majority, couldn't be bothered.
Yep.
Now that Republicans are in the minority in the House, they're passing pro-gun bills that they never bothered to pass when they were in the majority. Shame on them, including, sadly, the Republican whip, Steve Scalise, who's from my native state. And, in fact, my Congress critter, Abram. Shame on them, shame on them, shame on them. But that's politics as usual. That doesn't change. Here's what I really like. You know, Bloomberg said, here, we'll try and create legislation in the states. And a bunch of people said, watch this. We're going to turn all our counties into pro-gun sanctuary counties, Michael. Let's go for it. Unfortunately, Michael has the money to. He's running people for a school board, which is how in 10 years you get to run counties in Louisiana. They call them parishes. So it is a great race to the grassroots, which means this is where numbers really count. You want to change the world? Go to your school board meeting. Go to your county board of supervisors meeting. Do you agree? What do you think?
Well, I mean, what you're saying is that they're always looking at the long game, which is something that they absolutely do. They never look at it as a loss or something. They simply let it stack up and say, for years now, Congress has failed to do anything to protect children when we could have taken these life-saving steps. And you know, they get up there and pontificate on all the stuff and all the other nonsense.
You do that really well, by the way.
Yeah, right? I am. Yeah.
Well, no, I appreciate it. I respect it. I don't know that I like it.
Yeah. But that's what they do, and because they do it that way, and because they have a media that is sort of complicit in pushing the same sort of agenda as they are, and it's we're always fighting a bias. I think the problem they have now is that everybody sits back and says the media is biased, so they don't listen to them. The politicians on the long game side of it, well, like you're saying, they you know, they're doing the schools and everything, and they're trying to get everybody to move to these coastal areas where they want all of us to move. And you can already see this in other countries. In China, they have some of the best cities that are deserted because people move to the bigger cities.
Gotcha.
And I mean, it's just absolutely pristine what they have in China. But I digress. We've got to look at the long game, and we've got to go after that too. And when we have an opportunity to do something about it, I think a lot of times politicians don't do something about it because they want to keep it as a campaign item.
Yes, you're exactly right. I agree. And,
see, Trump, when he took away the arms trade treaty, the UN arms trade treaty, right. None of the Republicans ever campaigned on it saying, well, you know, if you never turn us to the majorities in the House and the Senate, well, the arms trade treaty will be ratified and then UN will be running your gun lives. They never even tried that. So when Trump decided to unsign that, that wasn't a big loss. But every time somebody offers a compromise on something, they just won't even take it. They won't even go for it. Because on the Democrat side, because I think a lot of times they want to use it as a campaign item. So I think it was, you know, we need to have more instances like when the Senate they decided to hold a vote on the Green New Deal.
Yes.
So the senators could, you know, okay, well, that's what you want. Let's see. See how bad you want it. And none of them voted for it. They all voted present. So, okay. Yeah, okay. Gotcha. So we got to do that. We got to be willing to take the fight to them. We got to get in on the long game. And when we have the opportunity to pile it up and thicken the wall between us and all the tyranny they want to bring, we got to be willing to do that. And what they don't get, you know, the part I don't understand why they don't get it. If they did that, they wouldn't have to campaign to be reelected. They just get reelected.
Exactly. I was just thinking of Newt Gingrich. Newt was a history professor before he entered politics. He could hold more than a soundbite in his head. Suppose, Bill, that you filled an entire page of pro-liberty amendments to guarantee the right of self-defense across the United States. They're all passed. Does the issue go away? Oh, my, no. We've got 23,000 regulations. You and I could fill that page day after day after day after day. And I think some politicians are so short-sighted, they don't realize that liberty is an evergreen campaign position.
Yeah. I don't know why either. Unless
they're shallow.
Yeah. Look at that. Nope. No, thank you. when you have nothing but Max, everything's hooked up, and then when you get a phone call in the middle of everything, it just goes up. Anyway,
toaster rings.
Toaster right. rings. Everything. My Apple toaster. My eye toaster. My eye toast. But the politicians and the activists. Activists, there's more to being an activist than being a member of the NRA. I think, I'm a member of the NRA. I intend to remain a member of the NRA until they get their stuff together. But if everybody just made those phone calls every day, there would be no need for an NRA or a GOA or a 2AF. And the reason.
Can you imagine what a million phone calls a week would do to government?
Oh, dear God. Man, they'd be getting on TV crying. They'd be like, listen, I heard you, all right? I'm not going to vote for none of this, okay? Don't leave me alone.
We owned that. They would do exactly what we said.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, they would. Absolutely, they would. And I don't think a lot of, you know, they tell us all the time, well, of course, gun owners are in the minority, except I think there's somewhere between 120 and 150 million, which is the majority of adults.
Yes.
You know, if you're looking at 70 to 80 million kids, that's the majority of adults. So I really don't get what there is about it. I don't get what there is about it as far as the propaganda that goes on. But that's okay.
Well,
you and I exist to be the counter to their lies and everything. That's fine. That's what makes the job work.
If they told the truth, what would we have to do, Bill?
Well, we could write about training and all this other stuff, and about I got my gun painted today, you know. But that's okay. That's fine. There will come a day.
All right.
There will come a day. So anyway, I think we may have almost gotten to the end point there, and we did it with 30 seconds left. So thank you very much for this. I do appreciate that.
Bill, I had a great time. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow in about 21 hours. In between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Tomorrow night, Dean will be back. He's still in Australia. Arbor Squirrel will be with me. This has been Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.